Man, this is a really nice shirt.
Oh, you like it? It's my DVMPE shirt.
Yeah, I mean, where could a guy like me get a shirt like that?
Just go to DVMPE.com and click on the store link.
That sounds easy. But I bet a nice shirt like that costs like $50 or more.
Where do you buy clothes? Look, there's a wide range of products at the DVMPE store, from shirts to coffee mugs to buttons. They've even got these cool new watches for sale.
It looks to me like I need to get to the DVMPE store today so I can show my support for the best podcast network all around, the DVM Production Empire.
I like to listen to DVMPE podcasts while drinking coffee out of my DVM Production Empire coffee mug.
Maybe the DVMPE will feature my pictures if I'm wearing a shirt like that and send it to them. What's the website again?
DVMPE.com.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Believe all the things that you say. Just what is wrong with you anyway? You're lucky if you have family or friends by the time that they get to the end, cause you're unfucking relatable. For that, there's no relief. Unfucking relatable. Beyond fucking belief.
Hello, my name is David, and I'm unfucking relatable. And this is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate. Joining me this week, for all of the hijinks and fun and games, Al, you are returning.
Yes, I am.
I hope that we will be less contentious this time.
Yeah, I hope so.
And
as
I
well.
Say that as the person who instigated it.
That's fine, but you know, I'm ready to take your ass down if I need to.
Okay. Duly noted.
No, come on. You got to fight back a little bit.
No, not today.
Okay.
This is not an episode I really have a leg to stand on.
Oh, all right. Now
and joining us for the first time is MC.
Hello. I'm excited to be here.
It sounds like it.
I just worked out and might have peed myself twice, so I'm just trying to stay focused.
That can be an episode unto itself.
Maybe I need to have an unfucking relatable podcast.
Hey, season two. We hope to have other people sharing because God knows this is exhausting.
It must be exhausting being you.
You don't know even the first smidgen of that.
I just get exhausted just being around you, quite frankly.
That's amazing because I'm very lazy. But nonetheless, let us begin. Here's a short, fun story for everyone to enjoy. When I was working my bookstore job, as we mentioned in an earlier episode in my early 20s, I had turned the staff into a well-oiled machine. This sounds wrong when you consider that we employed mostly girls in their late teens and early 20s. It's like how I used to feel when I went to Chick-fil-A and the girl in the drive-thru, who always turned out to be a young, courteous African-American woman, has to ask, how may I serve you? Does that make anyone else icky?
Now it does.
Thanks for putting that in my head.
But at the bookstore, we had an office that was located in an eagle's nest, a little raised up platform that would allow me to see throughout the entire store. I could see if someone needed help anywhere. Sometimes that included the register, which I never wanted to deal with, and we only had two registers to begin with. But if help was needed, I would help bag items. I have come to use strange colloquialisms in describing things or, codes over the years. Like at Target, if we saw a cute girl, we would contact each other on our walkies, switch to a different channel and say, code orange in electronics. We already had code reds and blues, so if a customer heard us talking, they wouldn't have any idea. A little different if, like, a supervisor switched over and was like, what the fuck's a code orange? One less successful, code word for something, was how I referred to our giant bags at the bookstore. I was about to bag up a lady's board game or puzzle, something like that, and the, you know, didn't fit in a normal bag. The giant bags were very rarely used. They sat on the floor in front of the cashier. I asked the cashier to please hand me a mongoloid bag, please.
I think I see where this is going.
Oh, no.
A woman in line became incensed. She stormed to the front of the line and asked me sternly, "How would you like it if your son was a mongoloid?"
Oh, no.
My response was simply, "What?" She proceeded on some diatribe on how I should be ashamed of myself, and I'm thinking, all this over a bag? She storms out, and I finish bagging the items and make some sort of snide quip before going back up to the office. Now, I have to plead ignorance, and possibly blaming media for this one. I, like most kids, watched cartoons. In particular, Looney Tunes cartoons. In Marvin the Martian episodes, he had this big hairy minion named Gossamer. I had to look that up.
Oh, that was his name.
I didn't know that was his name.
Oh. Yeah. Gossamer was a giant idiot. There was definitely at least one episode where Marvin calls Gossamer a mongoloid. I can't find evidence of this online, but I swear it's true. Just like the time that there was a Space Ghost episode that I thought only I saw, but then because I couldn't find evidence of it on the Cartoon Network website until I've actually seen the script of it later on. They didn't even ever air the episode more than the one time because it was so offensive.
Wow.
And kind of along the same lines, they did use the word retardo like a number of times. That's a little more obvious. This was the first and only time to that point that I remember, at that time that I had remembered ever hearing that word. As a result, I always took it to meaning large and dumb. Now, you can make the argument that the bag might be large, but is it really dumb? I posit, is it sentient? No. Then it sure isn't smart. Okay, maybe this isn't such an apt comparison. Still, I definitely didn't mean anything by the comment. Now, if I would have said it about the girl who always came in asking about Menudo books... That's a different story for perhaps another day.
Gotta save some for season two.
Oh, God. I might pee again.
And mind you, again, this is like this is like 2000.
Still a decade too late.
Yeah, exactly. Like their cartoon was on in the late 80s.
Yeah, late 80s.
And maybe Ricky really Martin had long since graduated.
He wasn't out yet, though, I don't think.
I think, oh, not out.
That was more like Livin' La Vida Loca, I believe.
That was the height of his popularity. And then, weirdly, when he came out, he went right in the toilet. Or maybe that was his attempt to get back.
I think
he was already, it was already winning.
Yeah, he'd already.
The world had already moved on to Enrique Iglesias. And
as the world will do.
They shouldn't have, because he just sounds like he's crying all the time.
That's what they...
That's what they... Who, Al?
The pop singers. That's what they do.
Oh, I thought we were talking about...
No, get your mind out of the gutter, mister. Jesus. Like a mongoloid.
So, I mean, I know that I don't... That this isn't exactly something I have it a... I definitely said these things.
Loud enough for people, like, not even at the register heard you.
No, she was, like, in line.
But
it was a very small store.
How many people back?
Like, two.
I'll allow it.
Right. Allow for her ear? Or her
proximity.
Her sense of hearing? I mean, I said it in normal conversational volume. I wasn't like, hand me a mongoloid bag! Emphasis on mongoloid! Mongoloid! Which should have been the nickname of that guy from...
What is...
No, I was going to say...
Was it Mongo like a Saturday Night Live character too?
Entourage.
Oh.
I think Mongo was...
Is that more offensive than calling him Gayloid?
It's offensive that you referenced Entourage.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That I can apologize for.
I don't think I've ever seen that. You're okay.
You're all right. Consider yourself lucky.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Is that the story?
That's it. Unless you want to hear about the girl.
I could. Code Orange?
No, no, no. That, no, oh, okay. The Menudo girl.
Okay. Well, first of all, where did Code Orange come from?
Oh, that's what you're going to stick with?
No, no,
that's
we're getting to the other stuff. Why
it's just
orange?
Because we had a red and a yellow already. We didn't have an orange. It's okay. The first color that.
So you picked the two of those colors mixed
together?
No, we
just picked the first one that was in the rainbow that we didn't have as an actual code. Like, but there are two channels on our walkie system. Nick, you can attest.
Yes, there are two channels on Target walkies.
Okay.
So if you hear somebody saying, switch to two, it's because I don't want anybody to hear anything. So the only people that are on two are in the warehouse, and we didn't give a shit what they said or heard or anything because they had no regard for us either. So it wasn't like it was just like a to each their own sort of a thing.
Right.
So yeah, that's all.
I'm okay. Just still like.
That's weird.
Trying to wrap my head around that they allowed you to have contact with people.
Me?
Yeah.
In particular?
Yes. Yeah. Like, you don't strike me as, like, Mr. Customer Service.
She raises a good point here. I'd like you to address
like,
that for our
you should
audience.
Probably be in the warehouse.
I was...
No?
Well, I will say this. By that point, I was... Well, Target, that was... That I was only there for, like, 9 months. There's too many fucking people.
It makes sense.
There's too many fucking people. What's weird is that I enjoyed being a cashier supervisor where every fucker goes. Like, and I was in charge of the cash lanes. The
so
customer
you were the
service
king
desk.
Of the fuckers?
Yes. Mm. King of the fuckers.
Wait, are we talking literally here?
King of the fuckers?
Yeah. Not the king part, the fucker part.
I don't know. You'll have to ask MC. She's the one calling them fuckers.
Okay.
I mean, I think I thought of the corporate folks more as the fuckers.
Yeah, that's probably true, actually.
But I enjoyed the chaos of that for some odd reason.
Because cashier people are always angry, so I don't think like you have to be necessarily in a good mood.
Well, here's the good thing about that is that this is the only good thing about Target, is if I was right and I followed whatever protocol I'm supposed to do, they would always back you up. So people could be as angry as they fucking want. And as long as you were right, they would be like, yeah, tough shit. Get out of here.
Yeah.
There's a fucking million of you fuckers who will just come in and shop here instead.
We don't need you. So was there any fallout then from the Mongoloid incident besides the fact that this person, chewed you out for a few seconds?
Now, this was like the beginning of, we're talking 2000, so internet wasn't a huge thing.
Right.
So, I mean, there was no fallout. I was in charge.
Okay.
I shouldn't have been. That would, well,
yeah,
to be fair,
that makes
I was,
sense.
You shouldn't have been in charge?
No.
Well, I was 20 years old and reeling off of the episode 3 incident that we talked about a few weeks ago. And I was just, I didn't care about anything.
Right.
So, I mean, I had ripped phones out of the wall by then and just, well, it was the same one over and over. And I mean, it was just like one of those crappy little I don't even know what you call those, the little I don't even think it was a phone meant for a wall, but we hung it on the wall.
Oh, okay.
So it was just kind of like I'd pull it off.
Well, the kind you would put on like an end table or something like that.
And I'd just kind of take it off and throw it.
Okay.
Occasionally. I think I was done with throwing them by that time, but I was definitely in the mode of not giving a shit.
Okay.
It was like and then Target was actually right after that, Jed. So I didn't give a shit then either.
Seeing a theme here.
I'm not sure I still give a shit.
Well, I was going to say, now that that's what I was saying. Like, I think that's when it became more apparent, maybe, and you just continued that
I'm you'd be surprised at how good I am at faking it.
So
I
am
know.
I.
Seriously. Every time we've been in bed, it's like, oh my God, babe.
I'm not impressed at all.
Not PG anymore. Or was it ever?
No.
How many F-bombs have I already dropped in this episode?
How many F-bombs have...
The show is unfucking relatable.
Right?
I think I dropped some
But
F-bombs.
Not in the search. Like, because we have to appease the Puritans who govern search engines and podcasts.
Well, back in 2000,
yes,
people actually went into bookstores.
Correct.
So there was an actual clientele, and I'm pretty sure it was probably busy. Now, if you had done that, you would have been chasing that customer down.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's, what, like two bookstores that are still open now? Maybe two Barnes & Noble.
Nobody reads books, I don't think, anymore. It's
like you just download
them from
Amazon.
This was one that was actually on the road even at that time. Like, that chain didn't last through, like...
Was it Borders?
No.
Oh.
No, 2000? They were still around, like,
five years ago.
Was it Bookstar?
What is that?
Maybe it's an L.A. thing. I don't know.
Oh. Sorry, Mr. L.A. No, not familiar.
Yeah, call
it. It was a Crown Books.
Oh, those were the ones they were using in the mall.
Well, that's what... Yeah, some of them were.
Yeah.
And I was in just this one in a really run-down strip mall. And we had a... Give me an idea of how long ago this was. We had a Service Merchandise in that.
Sweet.
And the manager there, before they opened, got pistol whipped.
And, what?
Yeah. I was down the street from a...
No,
this was Oak Lawn.
That's close enough.
And there, down the street from us was a liquor store where I was working that night where, you know, sometime on my way home, the owner and somebody else in his family were robbed and then executed.
What?
Like literally like gang?
Not gang.
Gangland style?
Pop right in the head?
Uh-huh. Gangnam style?
Yeah, Gangnam style, yeah. Executed South Korean way, yeah.
And it's weird because a friend of mine who's his now wife worked at a Michaels in that area, and she said that she actually saw the killer in her store that night too. We had never met to that point. Wow. So
obviously,
small world of murder and intrigue.
Yeah. Well, they found the liquor store probably more lucrative than the Michaels.
Than a Michaels.
Probably. Yeah.
Gun using a hot glue gun from the Michaels.
Sure, he didn't make. Whoa. You know, could have just thrown a hard pile of gloam. Is that what that shit is?
Phloem.
Gloam.
Yeah, right.
Gloam's some sort of sci-fi.
Gloam is just glow in the dark phloem. It's fine.
Okay, so gloam's a thing.
It is now.
Well, yeah, not to pull away from the phloem, but what was it about this, getting back to your original story?
Please.
What was this about your run-in with this person or the whole Mongoloid episode that stuck with you so much that you figured,
Because at the time, it was like, what the fuck is she on about?
Right.
It was just such a bizarre incident. That because I had no idea how offensive that was. I known, I may have used it anyway. But then I would have been ready for that backlash.
Right.
There were a lot of moments in that story that would just be like outburst, silence, time goes by, and then we move on.
Well, does it legitimately stick with you in the sense?
It's just something I remember. No, it's not something I was like, oh man, it haunts me.
Because I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I said something stupid, I'd have, you know, $427.83.
All right, let's.
I'd have like 10 cents because everything I say is worthwhile and potent.
Ooh,
and potent.
Potent, memorable.
Impotent or
no? We're not talking about impotence. It's not my area.
I thought you were just
the street vernacular.
Yeah,
impotent.
Yeah. No. I thought you were.
No, I was.
There you go, Al. Once again.
Vernacular.
You're trying to bait me. You are trying to bait me, and it's not going to fucking happen.
Potent, i.e. meaning strong.
If you have a question, please come over here. You know how long it takes me to get your volume
up? Stop talking.
Up?
I have a question. Jeez. Okay. So, how did you find out that Mongoloid was offensive? Like, at what point after this, when you got yelled at, did you think, I wonder why I got yelled at? Maybe I should figure out why I pissed this. And how did you find out? Like, because you said that you couldn't really Google it.
Later that day.
And you do now know what Mongoloid means.
I do.
Okay.
So what does it mean?
You know, when there's like...
Yeah?
Like a... No, I did not know that it had anything to do with Down syndrome. I had heard of Down syndrome, obviously, at that point, but like never in conjunction with the term Mongoloid.
I think there was SNL skit where there was like a monkey man whose name was Mango. Do you remember that?
Oh, a Mango, yeah.
Mango.
Chris Kattan.
Same thing.
Everybody tries to forget the Chris Kattan stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
You haven't answered my question.
No, I was trying to. I was trying to answer your question.
Well, you bought a lot of dictionaries at the bookstore.
I did not look then. I had a dictionary at home that I eventually looked at.
But you were going to...
I was too busy, like, fuck her. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not... And then it wasn't until I got home where I was like, yeah, I guess I should figure out why she's mad at me. I never gave anyone the satisfaction of... Like, I didn't even want the staff to be like, well, you know what that... Nobody was like, hey, you know what that means. Because I'd been saying it for a while.
Well, then you worked with a bunch of... Fools. Teenage girls, yeah.
And well, yeah.
Mostly.
There were only like 6 employees and we were all like around the same age. So it was this weird, like, the only thing we knew is that I was in charge.
Were you in charge because you were the oldest?
No, I was in charge just because they paid me more.
Wait, shouldn't that be the other way around? No. They paid you more?
You're in charge because of the patriarchy. You worked with a bunch of women.
So no. No.
Suppression.
I was not in case the people don't didn't hear that. That was Amanda saying was that. In case.
No, it was just. I wasn't even a manager for that long at that point. Either.
It makes sense.
Oh my god!
How do you feel about not being a manager for very long?
Maybe it's because you called people mongoloids.
Never called people mongoloids.
Well, you made the reference to mongoloids in the presence of people that would easily be offended.
Have you insulted other groups of people with special needs? Like, have you ever been like, hey, pass me that paraplegic book?
Right.
No. I can honestly say I've never said, hand me that paraplegic book. Now, I think I... All right.
Weird.
All right, to be fair, we did... I worked at a different bookstore, and we did a... refer to my assistant manager there as El Pinguino Mutante.
Mutant Penguin?
Well done.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know Spanish.
I honestly I would come up with the names and then just ask somebody what they meant in Spanish so that no one would know.
Wow.
Pretty obvious.
Well, yeah.
Well, she resembles a mutant penguin. What can I say?
What does a mutant penguin look
you
like?
You would know if you saw her.
Or if you saw Danny DeVito as
Oh,
penguin.
Yes. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
That makes sense.
Similar.
That's scary.
Similar. It was like a cross between Catwoman and Danny DeVito's... it was a cross between the Catwoman and penguin character from there. But also just being Danny DeVito's height.
I see. And was this the woman who was in the line at Target?
It was not. No, this was a different bookstore, John.
Why did you call her a mongoloid then?
Oh my god.
I know you don't have a good excuse.
I did not call any one person a mongoloid.
How many people did you call a mongoloid?
All of them.
All
people
of them?
People in general are mongoloids.
No. Now I've called people retarded.
That's not offensive.
I'm just saying... I didn't know mongoloid.
You didn't know about mongoloid.
Now you know what. Fine. Let's tell this. Let's move on to the other.
The menudo.
Yes. Now this girl was legitimately retarded, and I say that in the dictionary definition of the word.
Right.
She had a Walkman, which even by 2000 was kind of like.
You mean a cassette Walkman?
It was. It was a cassette Walkman.
She probably made mixtapes.
I don't think so.
What? No mixtapes? Everyone makes mixtapes.
I don't think so.
Was she asking for Menudo cassettes?
No, she only had a Menudo cassette.
Only had a... Oh.
And she would come in and ask if we had any books about... Not Menudo and... You know, and Toto.
Wait, she liked Toto?
Yep. No. One member of Menudo.
Ricky Martin.
No.
That's the only member of Menudo I know.
Carlos. No last name. And I'm pretty sure there were multiple Carloses.
I was
Wikipedia, I think, will bear out that there were multiple Carloses. Not in there at the same time, because it was a revolving.
They just had. They just always had a Carlos.
I don't know if there was always a Carlos, but there was.
I think that was. It was a revolving contract.
Door. There always has to be a Carlos in Menudo.
Yeah.
Is there a current Carlos in Menudo? Is
there still a Menudo?
My guess is most likely, only because if you look like Backstreet Boys, they're starting to tour again. Uh-huh. New Kids on the Block are starting to tour again. So you might as well just milk that cash cow as long as you
bad
can.
Is new again?
Who knows if it's still the original members, but.
Yeah. Oh, we've gone to the internet here.
There was a Carlos Melendez.
Okay.
A Carlos Emmanuel Olivero.
I think you said that wrong.
And no. Carlos Emmanuel Olivero.
No, he said Carlos.
And Carlos Melendez, and that's it.
But there's still at least multiple Carloses.
Yeah. So? Oh, so, no, no, you know what? And Olivero was from 2007 to 2009.
So they did reprise.
Okay, but it's still... However...
There were multiple Carloses.
There was no Wikipedia in 2000. And I was just saying that when I looked it up on Wikipedia, I remembered seeing... multiple Carlos.
But there was encyclopedias.
I mean like recently.
To be fair, if you're talking about multiple Carloses, I believe that would be Carly.
Mm-hmm. I'm just still trying to wrap my head around the fact that you worked at a bookstore and you had
for 15 years.
Yeah, and you had all of these reference books at your disposal and yet you didn't know anything. Like, you never looked anything up.
Okay. These examples mean that I knew nothing.
You had easy access to encyclopedias and dictionaries.
Do you look up every single thing in an encyclopedia that you don't know?
Yes.
Pretty much, you
are full of shit.
No, I'm not.
Now I Google search that, like,
to be
bump,
fair.
Done.
Well,
have you heard my vocabulary?
No. I have. It's staggeringly... horrid, but in a way that like it's expansive and it hurts to listen to it.
By chance know what the word lateral means?
Yes, absolutely.
Multiple.
Then I think you passed the vocabulary test.
I knew that then too.
Or horizontal.
Not only do I know what lateral means, I have used it in casual conversation recently.
All right. Well, that's
so. There we go. That proves
pass
nothing.
Test.
It does. That yeah. We're getting off.
It just means I'm not some kind of a mongoloid.
Well, there we go. We full circle. Brought it back. Good job.
All right. Fine. Here. This story is not. This is more about my customer service, I suppose.
Or lack thereof.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you how outbursts can actually help. All right. So this girl. I mean, aside from annoying us about books about Carlos, harmless. She was like a lot of people that in the entire time I worked in bookstores, I just kind of tried to avoid them whenever I could so I could get work done. Fellow employees included. But she was just in every afternoon, and it wasn't me, but the other manager or, I had been, I was just an interim store manager during this time, and then we had finally gotten a permanent store manager, but it was like 6 months of me having to run everything, and it's not that I didn't do okay with it, it was just kind of like, I didn't want that responsibility. And again, I was really depressed, and I didn't give a shit, about anything. So, he was like, and he was a nice dude, but he was like just so annoyed by this girl, just that she was taking up like work hours, just bothering people.
You think she had a thing for, you know, maybe a crush on
Carlos? Yes.
Well, not on Carlos, but maybe somebody who worked at you
no,
or someone
no,
else
no, no.
who worked at this girl.
Because it didn't matter who was there.
Want a little Musto meat?
It did. Oh my God.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good term. Might need to bring it back.
Let's not. but no, there was. It didn't matter because she would just be like, we used to have to use, I don't know if we were still using microfiche at that time to look up what we could order and shit. Oh no, because I think we'd
pretty sure they had catalogs at least.
We finally got a computer, like we were integrated into this, our distributor system, I think. So I did every search imaginable trying to just find a Menudo book, and none existed that were available to us.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe there were some in Spanish or something like that, and I don't think that would have helped us. But finally, like, I found like a Ricky Martin book, and it was like, you know, one that was one of those bullshit ones that's just like, it's just most, it's all pictures. And,
right.
And so I'm like, okay, well, whatever. So I order it for her because just so that we can finally put the, I think we had just gotten that system. So I'm like, okay, let's put this to rest. And our manager was like, just when she comes in, just give it to her.
Don't
you talk about the book, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
I'm just asking.
I mean, if she was a Mongoloid, that's like really wrong.
Well, that's
on
true.
So
yeah.
many levels.
Yeah.
Well, on Dude, on one level to, and then
yeah.
is it? Because doesn't that sound like the ultimate acceptance?
Okay, we started down this road.
I didn't bring this up.
He's got to prove he's unfucking relatable.
This is Al's fault.
It's always Al's fault.
So the book takes like 3 weeks to get there because it's fucking obscure.
In a warehouse in Puerto Rico.
Now who's racist?
The guy who.
That's where they're bringing us from, Puerto Rico. So it's Ricky Martin.
Yeah, but we didn't. I don't think we had a warehouse. Our warehouses were like Tennessee and Indiana. Right, whatever. But it finally comes in, and of course I'm the one there. She's there at when we open at 9 o'clock. Only now she's not by herself. She's there with her father, who is the poster child for Trailer Trash. Like, and we were across the street from a trailer park.
Oh, not, so they not, just had to crawl there. Skip there, roll there.
I don't even know if that's where they lived, because one of our employees lived in that trailer park. And it wasn't like shitty, like it was the ones where they're kind of in the ground, they're just trailer homes. They're not like people can... Actually, I'm pretty sure it's the whole town of Hometown. Like, they just kicked all the trailer folk out of the neighboring towns.
Wow.
And said, like, here's your new hometown. And they just, that's what they
But did. You're sure this was her father and not, like, her brother
to be fair,
or both?
Well, no, it couldn't have been her brother. Ooh. Because we're talking, like,
That can explain the Mongolness.
I mean,
of
I would
it.
Think 20. Yeah. I mean, brother, father, I don't know.
Cousin, yeah. cousin, brother, yeah. father.
Yeah.
Cobrofa.
Cobrofa.
I would just like to point out that I've had relatives that lived in trailers.
I thought you were going to say that you had relatives that were both brothers and cousins.
Huh. I have a new way to judge you now.
And see, Nick, and this is why you keep your fucking mouth shut.
I wear it as a badge of honor. And,
well, at least you're wearing something today.
I think that's actually a scab.
but anyway, so... There it, and this was an uncharacteristically busy morning, because normally we wouldn't even see anybody for the first hour or something like that, because...
Did Harry Potter come out?
No. I mean, it was... No. I don't think so. Harry Potter was out, like, the previous summer.
Yeah, this
was... So there was, like, nothing going on special. But it was just really fucking busy for some reason. And so there, we had, like, I don't know, busy for us on a weekday when there's only two people in the store is, like... You know, 10 is like a bit much. And, you know, we only have two registers. And of course, now everyone's there. But they got here first. And I was told, like, I didn't even know how to just give it to her. I'm like, I have to put this in the inventory or take this out of the inventory somehow. So I was just like, charitable donation? The first and only time anyone, I think, in any of our stores ever used that code. But that's because I had zero instruction other than give her the book. And Trailer Man, Trailer Trash Man.
World's worst superhero.
Missing teeth is purely predictably spouting all about
Jesus.
Even then, daytime talk shows.
Oh. That was
going to
be Jesus.
So this was like height of Springer.
And
he's talking about all the horrid shit you see on Springer and all. And.
Maybe his lifeboat was to be on Springer.
He very well could have been. He could have done a week on this guy.
Ooh.
Probably. I didn't want to know.
And then one of the shows is going to be like, how are you related to this Menudo girl?
I'm not. How is this? How is related?
Are you her cousin, brother, father?
Right. All three?
Kadofa, yeah. Shallow gene pools.
It's a puddle. You could splash it with a boot. Or actually empty it with a boot. But he's talking about this, and we're trying to deal with it, because everybody came in for, like, one thing. So they're all up at the front, and I have an order I need to get in by, like, in 20 minutes, which we only did one a week, and it's, like, everything that's sold I have to reorder and in that time, and then do, like, orders for best-selling items, new items, whatever. I don't have a shit ton of time to do this. So I can't help at the register.
So basically she came in at the worst possible time.
And it's fine. You know, to be fair, she's not holding up the line.
Okay.
But people are now in this line, and I can't help get it down. It's wrapped around the eagle nest to, like it kept growing, too. And this guy's just standing in front of the door. So people have to kind of push. It's a small door, so people kind of have to push past him to get out.
Hmm.
And ever just talking about, you know, what was it? Like, kind of like that shit. Like, you're not related, but like the paternity test kind of stuff. And
you are the father.
And he's just, and just saying just weird stuff. And I'm kind of just occasionally just looking out like, who's here? Oh, fuck, there's a lot of people. And I'm just like, I'm just kind of muttering to myself, will you please just leave? Please just leave. Finally, after like, he's been here for 10 minutes and the line is not really getting down, he says something about molesting kids.
What? No!
There's a hard...
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, this is a steady irritation I'm getting until finally, this is its zenith.
You're like, might have to call the police now.
I stood up. Well, like, he wasn't like, I'm going to go molest some kids. But, I mean.
Who's with me?
I wouldn't have, in that area, I wouldn't have been surprised if some hands went up.
Oh, my God.
But it's mostly, like, housewives. Like, and I kind of just, I stand up out of the Eagles, and I look down, and there's, like, a five-year-old girl standing with her mother.
Oh, my God.
And I'm enraged now. And I, without cursing or anything, but, in a very obvious
authoritative
and barely restrained rage. Sir, you have your book. Please get out of here. This is not the time or place for your insane ramblings.
Wow, you said that?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you put the book that you were yelling at the man about
and my leg bag. So predictable.
This is a different bookstore.
No, it's the same.
It was the same. I thought you were going to a different bookstore.
No, I did, but this is the same. This is actually probably within months of each other. But I'm pretty sure the Mongoloid bag incident happened first. Because this was towards the end.
Like, I thought the Mongoloid bag thing was at a Target.
No, that's the Code Orange.
We didn't really even need to talk about the Code Orange. I just wanted some context for other words for things.
Which you confuse
you just
me.
Use random words for random Very situations.
Much so. Very okay. much so, yes.
Okay.
You made a much bigger thing out of the Code Orange than I expected. But yeah, he very much got the message and scurried away like the vermin he was. And I mean scurried, like, panicked, ran out.
Did you shake your fist at him?
No, I think I may have pointed.
Ooh. Oh. That is very authoritative.
Yeah. With the index finger?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I wanted to give him another finger.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But.
Yes.
I shook my pinky at him.
Use your manners, sir.
That would be amazing.
I Dr. Evil'd him.
Mm.
And, you need to leave now.
Well.
No, but, like, I feel like. This is what I mean. Like, so I had outbursts. This one, justified.
Okay.
in my eyes. I stand by everything.
You might have been a hero to a 5-year-old girl that day.
You might have stopped something.
No.
Right,
but then in the car goes, Mommy, what's a molestation?
Yeah. Would have been you had that man not had that man not said something.
And that little girl might have grown up to have a thing for bookstore assistant managers.
Well, luckily, okay, you kept it cleaner. There really aren't any of those left. So hopefully she graduated onto something where maybe monetarily or otherwise.
More lucrative?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have a thing for chimney sweeps. Maybe that's why I'm still single. You know? So if she was going after
I'll see if I can get you Dick Van Dyke's number.
I do love him.
He is great.
You do know that historically chimney sweeps were little boys, right?
This ties into the story, though.
Oh, thanks a lot,
not
producer
in Mary
Nick.
Poppins. They were not.
Jeez, okay. Dude. So I think what we've learned here is that...
Nothing.
Is that certain people here are also into molestation.
Okay, I was going off of the Mary Poppins chimney sweeps, which were not children. But maybe I just like 1950s broad, 60s Broadway dancer types, which is also maybe not single because I don't think they're straight. That's when the movie was produced. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's 64. So.
Okay. I've never seen the whole thing.
What? Again, unfucking relatable.
What's that?
Chimney sweep still exists.
Yeah. Some guy wanted to charge us $1,000 to clean my chimney. We said no.
We just got someone cheaper who wasn't cared about his personal safety.
So
laws about what?
No logs. I thought they're just like certain logs.
Laws about children being chimney sweeps.
It's called the Industrial Revolution.
Well, that was interesting.
That's like an unexpected turn. You know,
it's a hard left into the world.
Yeah, I'm trying to like.
Unfucking
expected. Yeah, I'm trying to save face here. But
sweet, I come out looking better in this episode.
Especially not after the editing. I'm sure.
No, this is it. Really, all I do in the editing is fix the volume levels.
Okay. So do you keep all this stuff?
Just about.
Wow.
So it's raw and unedited.
Yeah. You know.
But that's it. It's raw.
That's why you signed a release, Al.
Wait, give me that thing back.
It's too late.
Yeah, God damn it.
You're all right in this one, I think.
Yeah. No,
Except for all your passive racism.
I have no passive racism. It's all active. Yes, exactly. No, I'm not active, though. It's interesting, though, that you mentioned mongoloid because the history behind that term is it was originally used in the early 20th century. It was part of a whole term they used to categorize race incorrectly, as it turned out. Yeah. They had mongoloid, caucasoid, negroid, but it morphed into something else over the years.
I think we should, that's a good place to end, I think. Normally I say, I guess what we learned is, we actually learned something from this thing. So that's
a
nice.
A crumb of something.
So the more you know.
Yeah. So, thank you for joining me this week. Unless there's something else you'd like to.
No, I don't think I need to dig a deeper hole. I think
I'm
already 6 feet dug in, so I'm good.
That's definitely taller than those children chimney sweeps.
I meant the Dick Van Dyke-esque chimney sweeps. Like, I kind of wish I was in Mary Poppins.
See, I thought you had a thing for doctors, like Jerry Van Dyke. And Diagnosis Murder.
I did watch that show.
Wait, no, that was Dick Van Dyke.
Was that also Dick
Van Dyke? Yeah, Jerry Van Dyke was coach.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
He was.
Yeah. So no matter what, you followed Dick Van Dyke.
I think it might be Dick Van Dyke. I might need to just...
Completely obsessed with Dick.
Right. Yeah. Got a thing for Dick.
And that's the end. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm not sure that this has been my life, but you're all just laughing at it. Thank you.
Memoriam Development.